What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 345, and our episodes, of course, are brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. Just ready. I'm in the Christmas mood a little bit. Like,
are
I'm
you?
In the I Christmas had, mood. Look, I have New Year's mood.
I got the red and the green back here. So
I'm and you all, got yeah the twinkle lights on the.
I should have. They do have a twinkle mode. I should have put the twinkle mode on for Christmas. So, yeah. It's the week of Christmas. Christmas is what, on Sunday?
Sunday. Yep.
Yeah. So does that mean that most people will have Monday off too?
Yeah, I have Monday off.
Okay, gotcha. But you're still working all this week?
I took a Friday off as well.
Nice. I feel like people have just given up on work. Like, it's just that time just of year. Like,
well, I mean, yeah. It doesn't mean there weren't a lot of people already out, but yeah.
Yeah, not that they're like out, like not that they're off work yet, but they've mentally checked out for the year.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty close to mentally checking out. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I have to get done before we leave for CES, right. And I'm just like, I just want to like relax, you know, eat food and just chill the rest of the year. But there's a lot of stuff to get done there. So, yeah, you said it was pretty cold in Kansas where you're at.
Yeah, it was like it wasn't terribly cold today, but it was cold enough where like. The city's like, oh, we have our emergency reporting where if you like get in a wreck, you just like don't have to call the cops, just like exchange your info and go about your day type of thing. And then
have you gotten any snow or anything?
We got a little dusting like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or a month ago. It was like nothing. And then there's like tiny little ice flurry things the other day. We're supposed to get maybe up to an inch like overnight.
I just don't miss it at all.
Yeah. No, but Shinny's right. He says there'll be a handful of degrees tomorrow. Like, I think our high was one earlier this week. And then I looked earlier tonight and it was a high of 4, I think, with a wind chill of negative whatever.
Yeah. I still don't. I mean, yeah, I walked, like, I went for a run this morning, you know, in just normal clothes. It felt good. So I'm not missing the snow at all.
Well, and then it's like later in the week, it's like back up to, 58 on Thursday is what it'll be. So, you know, no big deal.
It's all over the place. We have Jim in the chat, of course. Shinny was in the chat as well. Good to see you here, Jim. He said it's going to be super cold in Omaha. Yeah, so like I said, I don't miss it. I don't miss the cold at all. Guys, if you do want to follow along with us, of course, we do have our show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week, all the articles, all the reviews, everything like that. You can go ahead and follow along. But this week, I took a look at a keyboard. Now, earlier this year, I took a look at this keyboard, which you actually have too, Ryan.
I do, yeah.
This is the ASIO Cascade Slim, which is 75% keyboard, and I really liked it. I assumed because you bought it, you really like it as well.
Yeah.
Very solid, very nice keyboard. And recently, it's still on Kickstarter, so you can still get it. I believe it's on Kickstarter. The campaign's for another 10 days. They have this one, which is a full size. So this is a 98% full size keyboard. So the biggest change is that you're going to get the full number pad right here. So all you number pad people, they have you covered.
They've got a solution for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's basically overall the same type of design. So let me bring up the review for you guys.
Did you do the same colorway as well?
I did the same colorway.
The last one. Okay.
Yeah. Same colorway, but not the same colorway on the keys. So I have
that's what I meant. The keycaps. Okay. I'm going to grab mine real quick.
Yeah. Grab yours. If you want to, I'll go ahead and bring up the review here. And it's a low profile mechanical keyboard, which is really, really good. I wouldn't say it's great for gaming, but if you're typing, this thing feels so good. Low profile switches, low profile keycaps, all aluminum top plate, which feels really good as well. The colorway that I got, Ryan, is the light. So there's a forest light and a forest dark. So I got the forest dark on my previous one, which looks like this. So most of the keys are actually the brown.
Yep.
On this one, I got the forest light, which most of the keys here are white or cream, kind of a cream color. So that's kind of the main difference in the colorways. But it's a really sleek keyboard. Again, the colorway is really unique. This is going to look pretty awesome on your desk. But on top of that, like I said, it is a mechanical keyboard. And they're using the Gateron switches. So you have the choice between brown, blue, and red. I probably would have, I do like browns a lot, but I think, you know me, I like the clickety clack. So I probably would have gone with the blue. But what's really nice about this keyboard too is those mechanical key switches can be swapped out if you want. So if you want to add a switch later on, you can go ahead and do that, which is really nice. And they provide the keycap and the switch puller with the keyboard. So you're going to go ahead and get all of that. Overall, like I said, it's a very, very nice keyboard. Super, super thin. Here it is. You can see compared to the original. Now, here's where you can kind of see a difference. I specifically asked ASIO if they're sourcing the chassis from the same company, because you can see.
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference. The larger one is like more rounded on those edges.
It's not even that. It's that.
And it's a different color too.
The color is off. So I would say this color is more on the new one is more of a gold, where the other one is more of, I would say it's a true to bronze color on this one. It's more of like a true to bronze. And that wasn't the only difference. The chassis on the newer one, to me, feels cheaper. It doesn't have, it's not as smooth. It's kind of has a more rough feeling to it. Especially on the edges, like it has an edge lip where the other one is just smooth to the back of the chassis, which was a little weird to me as well. And I specifically asked again, like if they're sourcing it from the same company, they said yes. And I asked, they did say this is a prototype. So like I said, the keyboard is on Kickstarter right now. And it's going to ship in January at some point. So I would hope that this, I guess the biggest difference is that the smaller one feels better overall. Like even just like picking it up, it just feels more solid. Whereas the larger one just doesn't feel as good to me. It feels good. Like it obviously feels good, better than like, if you compare this to like the Mac keyboard, I mean, it's going to feel a lot better than that. Right. But it doesn't feel as nice as the original. And again, I don't know if this is good, if this is the final thing. I would hope that they would kind of clean this up a little bit.
It's definitely taller as well. Like it looks like it sits off the table a bit more.
A little maybe bit. It's just... Yeah. It's close, but it's, I mean, they're very close in size. But again, you need a little bit more room because the keyboard is angling up, right? Right. And you have an extra row of keys too. So you kind of need to do that. But here, I mean, you can kind of, it's really hard to see in these pictures. I would suggest you guys go into the review, but you can kind of see the lip here. It's just not like this. This one's just more finished. Shinny in the chat said, do you think people that who haven't felt the first one or had it to compare would notice? No, I really don't think, because it feels good, right? But when you're somebody who had the first one and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a bigger version of the first one, you're going to be disappointed because it's not the same. Again, the color's different and the feel of the keyboard, of the coating on the aluminum is different. It's not as smooth. Like there's a lot of,
I mean, you can see it in the picture there. It looks a lot more satiny on the old one, right? And the one on the right there is just looks like there's more texture to it.
Yeah, like it's,
again, you said it's a prototype. Maybe they're gonna
And you can see the lip here process too. So you can see that kind of like metal lip that's there. I was just really surprised because I thought I'm getting just a bigger version of the one that I had, right? So that's the kind of downside of this keyboard. I think overall it's a great keyboard. Didn't mention that you can use it wired, you can use it Bluetooth, and with this one, the 75% one didn't come with the 2.4 gigahertz dongle, but this one does. So you have better connection if you did want to use it for gaming. And it's really easy to swap through the different modes. And it's really nice if you want to travel with this, because the you can see it, the dongle kind of sits right back there, which is kind of nice. But yeah, overall, like I said, it has full RGB backlighting, no software with this either, which is another downside of it. So if you are somebody who needs macros or anything like that, no software. That also means you can't do the RGB lighting with software. You have to do it on the keyboard. They added more color modes. So I believe on the original, it had 7 different effects. This has, I believe, 17 different effects. You can, you know, cycle through all of them. But the, like I said, the lighting is really nice, and this is going to look really nice sitting on your desk. Like I said, the only downside for me was that it's just not the, it's not, I guess you would call it like a one-to-one copy. It's the quality just feels different to me. You know what I mean? I have a typing test between the two as well, because the previous one that I reviewed, the original, had the brown switches as well, and this actually sounds a little bit different too. And again, that has a lot to do with the casing. So I think that's something that is different between the two as well. But this one's actually cheaper. So this one, it's on Kickstarter for $119, and that gets you the keyboard in the colorway that you want, and that's for the slim version. They do have a regular version as well. So 7 days left on this. So again, this is the slim, and then they have a full size, which you can see here. So if you want something that's a little bit bigger, they do have a full size, and the full size comes in, this sort of space black type of color. That's the only colorway for that one. So yeah. So like I said, I do like this keyboard, but I just kind of, I don't know. I mean, how would you feel if you're like, I wanted to get the exact same, I just want a larger version, right? Maybe this is for one system, this is for my other system, or whatever. And they're just not exactly the same. And that was kind of a little bit of a letdown for me. At least I thought it was.
Yeah, I would agree. I think I would have the same sort of feelings for you. It's kind of like you find that one t-shirt that fits you really well from a brand or something. You're like, all right, I got it in the black. Now I'm going to go back and get it in the gray and the white and all these other colors. And you're like, oh, my original is great, but these others, they like changed up the size. I mean, it's still nice, but not the same.
This might be because it's a prototype. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I looked at other reviews too, because I was like, maybe it's just mine. Like maybe it's just, and there's a handful of reviews, a handful of videos out, and they all have the same type of coding. So I'm not sure if that's the case. If you want to get in on the Kickstarter, you can, like I said, expect it to ship out in January. And for Azio, when it comes to Kickstarters, Ryan, you did the Kickstarter for the original one. So they're not a company that's like, because I think, especially the early days of you know, Kickstarter, computer-related Kickstarter things, they never shipped or something like that. Yeah. You don't have to worry. Azio is shipping these. Ryan got the original one that he actually bought off the Kickstarter. So that's not something that you're really going to have to worry about there. But yeah, like I said, it's a really cool keyboard. It's really nice. It's extremely comfortable to type on too. I really liked it. And again, you have the other one, and you know how comfortable it is too. It's very
comfortable. Yeah, and I had the same colorway that you did in the 68. As well. So no, I love it. I was happy to see you got the larger model to check out.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said. So yeah, check out the review, guys, if you want to. And then we have my video, which I was super happy to finally get done and show you guys, my video for my new PC build. And, I'll bring it up here. It goes through all of the different, I'm trying to get to some of the B-roll here. If I bring this up, it goes through all of the different, you know, specs and how I put everything together. And I don't know, why am I buffering? This is a thing.
It might be YouTube, because I was trying to monitor our stream and like it was buffering as well.
No, I've had this for a while, and I've been trying to like see why YouTube does this, right? And then This is completely off topic. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But no, this is so weird. So I'm logged in right now. I'm logged into YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. But if I log out and then try to run the video, it runs no problem. Or if I'm logged in on this, right? And then I open like Firefox or even not Internet Explorer, but the
Edge.
If I open Edge and again, I'm not logged in, video runs no problem. But when I'm logged in, it gets like that weird buffering. It's so weird. I've been trying to figure this out.
Their tracking servers running a little slow.
Or something. I don't know. But in any case, guys, the video's up on our YouTube. We have it linked in the show notes here. And it's just a video going over my build, the components that I used, how it all came together. You can see me building it and kind of going through and why I selected the things that I selected. It's some pretty awesome B-roll, like I said. Let's see if this buffers or not as we go over here. But you can see, every time I look over at the build, which is like, you know, I'm using it to stream right now. I'm so happy with how it turned out. It looks awesome. Now that you've seen the video, because I know you watched the video, Ryan, is there anything different that you would have done for the build that I didn't do?
I don't think so. I do like the contrast of the black board and GPU, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that looks good.
In my head, I would have loved to do all white, but I just didn't have the components, and I wasn't gonna take things apart
it's so much smaller than the 680 case, right? Yeah. Like you went with the mini version of the O11, and it's quite a bit smaller. Have you gotten used to it, like not taking up so much space or being
that's so
smaller?
Nice because. So one thing that's this whole thing, and we've talked about this, was I upgraded my PC and I upgraded my desk setup. And even though the desk I got, which we talked about last week,
is even bigger,
it's actually the desk is lengthwise is smaller than my previous desk, and depthwise it's actually smaller as well. So having the smaller system is actually kind of works out. Things would be a little bit more crunched on this desk, and they're not because of the smaller build, which I really like that. And another thing is that it's so nice, especially with M.2 storage now, you don't need a really big case. All you really need is a case that's going to support your motherboard and your graphics card, really. You know what I mean? If you're using all M.2 storage, you don't have to worry about where your storage is going. Yeah. And even on this case, even if I did 2.5-inch SSDs, it would still fit in this case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's still space for them.
I love the Li and Li Uni fans. Those are the fans that I used in this. They look awesome, in my opinion. It's really cool because they don't light up the fan blade. They light up around the fans.
And the way they click together to connect is nice as well. Yeah. So much less cable clutter. Because you had a part in there where you're clicking them together and everything.
Yeah, so you can see how I kind of take them out. And then, they just click together, which is
snap super, together. That's so nice.
Super convenient. And when you snap them together, there's a connection on there. So it's just one connection coming off of the fans, which you can see right there. Again, I know, Ryan, you did your build and you had all those different RGB cables and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
It's a pain. It's a disaster. Like behind on the other side of my case, it's, you know, I've got two iCommander Pros from Corsair back there, you know, controlling the lighting and the fans. Because I also have 9 fans in this build. I mean, you have what? 3, 6. You have 8, don't you?
I have 3, 6. Yeah, I have 8.
So, I mean, you have 8, but you have so many less cables than the mess that I've got. So
In the chat, someone said, oh, yes, the most common build for 2022 and 2023 O11 UniFan build. And you know what? I thought that, and I knew that that's what I was doing, but I looked at so many other cases. I have the height Y60, right? I have that.
That would have been a good option.
And it just, the way that was set up, I just didn't like it. I just really like the way that it looked. And I know everybody every big YouTuber has done a O11 dynamic build of some kind, whether it's the mini, the regular size, there's the XL.
I think seeing that case for the first time at, I mean, I swear it was CS19. I feel like it was 18 though. Like they hadn't released it yet, but I remember seeing that for the first time there and going like in my head, like this case is going to be so popular. Yeah. And sure enough, it's just, you know, been the case of the last couple of years.
Yeah. We also have in the chat, it says it's common because it works and it looks good. Yeah, that's the thing about this case is that, so I was running the Corsair 680X, and there's just no real, I mean, I had it loaded up with fans. I mean, but still, when I would play games and stuff, my GPU would get so hot. Like this thing, it cools fine with all the fans that I have installed, you know, proper airflow, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it works really, really well. Like I said, I'm super happy how it turned out. So you guys, if you want to watch the video, go ahead and do that. It is on the YouTube. The only thing that I think that I would change, as you can kind of see here, is the, I got, the cable extensions here mm-hmm. for my graphics card. There actually is one for the, there's one for the 24 pin and one for the 8-pin up here as well, but I need to get so this, you know, this only goes across the 2 8-pins, but I want the one that's longer that goes across all of them.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It looks a little bit
together.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more uniform. So I might do that in the future. But beyond that, I think that I would hope that this build lasts me long, right? I would. The other one lasts me about, my original build was like 5.5 years old. And then I had upgraded it with the with new GPU memory and then new GPU, which is this GPU, which is the 3090, and that lasted me for a while. And like I said, I probably wouldn't have changed it, at least not yet, but I had those issues with the USB, and then I had the issues there's just some things, and I just was like, I'm just going to do an all new build. And it was kind of nice doing an all new build because I didn't have to like break down the old build, really. I just had to take out the graphics card. So if something would happen with the new build, I could still use the old build technically. So that was kind of nice there as well. So yeah. And then Lord Taltosh said he did the he or she, so I don't know if it's he or she, but did the height Y60. But if they were going to do it, they would do it in the O11 mini. The only thing that I didn't like about the height Y60 is the bottom section of the case has that cover. And like, I want my bottom fans to, because they have RGB lighting, to be shown. And like, you don't visible, get that with that case. And that case only supports 2 fans on the bottom, where this one supports 3. So yeah. That's the reason I did it.
And you talk about, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I think you're going to cover it. The 360 up top. And the custom bracket that you got.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't think that you can install a 360 millimeter AIO on this case because it's going to the fans are going to overhang. They're going to interfere with the memory. But there's a couple of different places where you can buy this little bracket that moves the entire thing, like your AIO and everything. It's probably here. It's here in the video somewhere.
Yeah,
where I talk about it. So it's just like this bracket that you can buy. And I bought it from this company called Grateful Glitters. They just have like they sell glitter like for like arts and crafts.
And these.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that I searched on YouTube O11 Dynamic Mini 360 AIO, and they had in like the Grateful Glitters had a video because they have a machine that can cut this, I guess. And so you get this little adapter, and basically it moves the AIO away from the motherboard, so you have more clearance for your memory. Let's see. So if we go into here, oh, it's too far. You can see, you just install it on the AIO, as you guys can see here, and then you take the entire thing and you just kind of put it up in there. It's actually pretty easy. Like I said, it just goes right in there. No problem. But I definitely wanted a 360. I am running the Ryzen 9 5950X. So I wanted the 360 AIO, and I had one, the one from Fantex, which I actually really like. And it was no point, you know, I didn't want to have to go buy like a 240 or something like that. And again, another issue that I would have ran into running the 240 on the side, that's where like Lee and Lee suggests that you run the 240 here, but then I have like this overhang with my because I'm using an extended ATX motherboard, you have that. Like it, so it's just easier to do the 360 up top. So like I said, I'm really glad that, like I said, everything came together. Shinny asked, did you do it with mostly all the parts you already had? So I already had the motherboard. I had the processor. I had the graphics card. I had the AIO. And I had the M.2 SSDs. I bought the memory. And I bought all of the fans, which was $300 worth of fans.
That's crazy. That
I bought. But... so, yeah. So I had to buy three packs of the fans. And they were $100 each. And then I bought, I think the memory was $300 as well. So for me, like my cost, because we got a lot of this stuff into review, was $600. And that's just in fans and memory. So yeah, that's wow. kind of how it worked out. So it was nice. Like I said, it's nice that I got the AIO, from Fantex when we did their, what's their G500A case. It's the Glacier One, which I really liked as well. It has the infinity mirror on it too. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we did talk about it last week.
Yeah,
but I'll try to. I know I have some close-ups of it, so you can see the infinity mirror right here on the pump block, which is really cool as well. So, like I said, everything came together. I'm super happy. And again, guys, if you want to know more about it, check out the video. I go over everything. If you do have any questions about it, of course, you can leave it in the chat here. Or you guys can just comment on the video. And I've been making it a thing to like reply to every comment that's on our YouTube. So definitely, leave a comment and I will try to get back to you if I can on that. And then Lord Taltouche said, that's what I spent for my Corsair fans a little bit more. Yeah, these RGB fans, like that's just like a money thing. I mean, you spend so much money on the fans.
Used to be like, $8 for a red, blue, or white RGB fan, you know, just like LED fan even, right? One color. And yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy how much you spend on fans these days. But if you want it all to match, I mean, that's what you have to do. And that is what I wanted to do. Because I did have other fans that I could have used that would have been like mix and match. But you don't want a mix and match type of thing. You know what I mean? So... yeah. But that moves us to the Case Mod Friday, and we have a really interesting build this week, one that I think fits the motif of the fall and winter. This one is called Danwood Lee, and this one's from a builder called Nino, and it's just like it's a kind of like a wood theme build where you don't really see much of the whole system. You see the mono block here on the, this is a mini ITX motherboard, and you just see the monoblock here, and there's some pretty cool like custom elements. I don't know if you see like the little acorn right there, and then on the M.2 cooler, he made a custom, I don't know if there's any closer up pictures, but you can see like there's a custom little inlay here that says AMD. You have all the wood here, there's wood on the front.
I think this is really creative.
Yeah, it's a cool little piece that kind of it just goes together well, I think.
Yep.
You know,
it's classy. Like, I love that angle, right? Yeah. I love those colors of the wood. I wish the other panels maybe were that same
color,
stain color. Yeah. Right? I think though the white isn't my favorite, but I still think it looks great.
And it's one of those ones where we've seen like all like you see,
and that looks awesome.
Yeah, so all the wood, kind of custom wood that they put inside too, which you don't really see. But what one thing that I do like Shinny said, is that it's a nice blend. So you do get some of the metal, but you do get some of the wood as well. Because we see like all wood, and sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't. But this is like Shinny said, I think it's a very nice blend. And you can see the internals where they added some of the wood inlay as well. All water cooled, and this is a pretty black coolant. Yeah, sleek little water cooled build. Again, it's not really shown. Like, this is the graphics card back here. I mean, it's not really showing it off because it's covered. And on the other side, again, all you see is the mono block with the tubing kind of just going away from it, which is really cool. I really like this build. Super, super sleek. And it's really cool. So, Lord Taltouche in the chat also said, he dropped 300 fans and then another 1,000 on water cooling stuff. Yeah, Ryan knows all about that. How much you can
expensive quick.
How much you can get into when it comes. I mean, that's how much like we spec'd out when Alpha Cool sent us that stuff, I mean, it was around like $1,000 worth of stuff, was it?
Yeah, it adds up depending on, you know, radiators and then fittings. Fittings add up pretty
quick. The fittings, you need a ton of that stuff, which is crazy to me. But yeah, check out this one. And like I always said, we have our full section of Case Mod Friday builds. There's a lot of stuff in there that you guys want to check out. We'll move on to news. Not a ton of things going on because we're in that everybody's checked out for the rest of the year time and everybody's prepped for CES and, you know, it's coming up in January. So there's not a ton of stuff, but there are some pretty interesting stories when it comes to graphics cards this week. The first one is that NVIDIA could be relaunching a Titan RTX. So the last Titan RTX was based on the 20 series architecture, right? There wasn't one for the 30 series from what I remember. Titan RTX is obviously designed more for professional use. This thing, if this is a real picture, this is from Moore's Law is Not Dead.
A rebuttal to this that, go ahead and then I'll talk about it.
Yeah. So this would be a full four slot, like you can see all four, you know, full massive four slot card, uses the same style of cooler but thicker, so it should be able to dissipate more heat. And then the, you know, right now we have the 4090, 4080, 4070 Ti coming. The 4090 is based on the AD102 chip, and they're only using 128 out of 144 of the SMs. So there is enough room for NVIDIA to not only create a Titan out of the same, you know, out of the same chip, but also create a 4090 Ti in there. The Titan we would expect to be completely maxed out. So if they would completely max out the AD102, you're going to get you're going to get all 144 SMs, giving you 18,432 CUDA cores, and they could load it with faster memory. So all of the memory on the 4090 is 21 gigabits per second. They could upgrade that to 24 for this card, which would give it a 1,152 gigabytes per second memory bandwidth, which would just be an insane card. Yeah. What is your rebuttal to this?
No, yeah, and I saw it was on Twitter today, and this image doesn't seem to show it as well. So I don't know if it was maybe a different image that was used, but it was kind of showing the 16-pin power on the side of the card, but it was like in the middle of those heat sinks, right?
Yeah,
there.
So there's one there.
So they were talking. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it is there. I just couldn't tell. So, like, that doesn't make sense because if you know how the card is laid out, like,
yeah,
that's not connected to the board. The board's exactly. So you got your board there and your, you know, your connections for your HDMI and DisplayPort. Unless they, you know, moved it and did some sort of extension, but that just doesn't go with what we've seen on previous
cards. Maybe, like, you can see there's two 16 pins here.
Yeah.
One there and there's one there.
Maybe they moved it in some sort of extension, yeah,
and reinforced it too, because right. You know, all the issues. Could be. Now the old RTX or Titan RTX sold for around $2,500. The 4090 is what, $1,699, right? Or
$1,599,
yeah, so $1,600. So, do you think this card would be around $2,500 or do you think it would be more?
I would say 2,500. If they went more than that, like, they've lost their minds.
I mean, I feel like they already have lost their minds.
more than they already have. Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't see how you could justify, like, for the bump in performance from the 4090 to what this Titan would potentially be, like, going above $1,000 premium, you know?
Yeah. Zen Air Zulu in the chat said tight mock-ups look a bit obscene. I mean, it does. It's huge. And again, four slot, it's just massive card.
Yeah, it's enormous. Yeah,
it's huge. And you think, I mean, we've seen just like how big. I haven't seen one in person, but I mean, you see all the YouTube videos of the
4090. They're enormous. They're huge.
And it's such a big card, and this is going to be even bigger. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. So So yeah, so we'll keep you updated. Maybe we'll see something at maybe we'll see one just like just there at CES without them. You know, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a
peek, you know, or like maybe like we are going to visit NVIDIA at CES. Like maybe we'll just like look inside one of the systems and it would just like be in there.
Hey, what's under this cloth? Oh,
wait. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got to look around and stuff. So we'll keep you guys updated if there is any more leaks or anything on that. I mean, for us, we're not really, you know, we don't do that type of work where we would need a Titan.
No.
You know, it's not really worth it. And again, I think for most people, I mean, a 4090 is so powerful right now that that's what, if we were like, yes, I have the money, I'm buying a new graphics card, I mean, you'd get a 4090, would you not?
Sure. Yeah. But I don't, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Meaning,
or I choose not to.
Yeah, choose not to spend $1,600 on a graphics card. But yes. But yeah, so for us, but we'll keep you guys updated on that. Talking about the RTX 4070 Ti, which will be launching at CES. The first picture of a real one. So we've seen renders of a couple different ones, but this is a real picture of a real card. This is the Gigabyte RTX 4070 Ti Aero. The Aero series is sort of like less gamey, less gamer-esque than their Aorus and Gaming OC line. The theme with this has been like the white. So you have the white fans with the white shroud and all that. But beyond that, it comes with one of these. So you're going to get a dual 8-pin PCI Express to 16-pin. The card will use a single 16-pin. So the connector, of course, is for 300 watts. So, I mean, these two connectors will be, for 300 watts. So you expect that the TGP of this card to be around 300 or a little bit below 300 watts. But yeah, I mean, that's the leaks that we have. Just the card. It's real. It's coming. We know it's coming. We know it's going to be launched at CES. We'll probably see a bunch of them at CES, I would think.
I think we're going to see a lot of options.
Yeah. Do we know? We don't know pricing, huh?
No.
So that's the thing.
That's what I'm most excited to learn about, right? We pretty much know the specs of this card for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, we do know the specs because it is the RTX 4080 12 gigabyte. It is. They haven't changed it. And that card was supposed to be $899, correct?
Yeah. I don't see how you can sell it for that, but that's just me.
I would say you're going to get a $799.
It's not that $799 makes me happy. It doesn't. Like,
yeah,
$800, just whatever.
Yeah. So yeah. So like I said, we're gonna be at CES, so we're gonna see a ton of these cards. And again, it's gonna be all the same characters, right? You're gonna get the Gigabyte, the MSI, all the different things, and they're all gonna be pretty much the same. So. But if there's anything super cool, we'll definitely tell you guys about it as well. And any more leaks as far as the actual TGP and pricing coming up to CES, if we get any of those leaks, we'll definitely tell you guys about those as well. Talking about white cards, Asus announced new RTX 4090 and 4080 cards. They're ROG Strix. So their original ROG Strix that came out at launch were black. Now you have these white versions, which I think one of these would look really good in my system. Oh,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
These look super cool. All whites, not a white PCB. So if you really wanted all white build, you have to go for the Galax Hall of Fame cards. Those have the white PCB. So you're not getting white PCB here, but everything else on the card is white. It looks awesome.
What's going on with that image? It was like...
Oh, so this can be removed.
Just to show the different sizes?
No, so this end piece can be moved. You can take it off if you don't want it on there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so white fans, white shroud, white full white backplate.
That looks good.
Yeah, 4080, 4090. Do we not have a picture of the backplate? I guess not. I thought I did. But yeah, I guess I didn't put it in there. I know I have the picture. But yeah, really cool looking cards. Again, if you're doing in white build, these will really fit perfectly. In your build, which now I kind of want one for this build, but I can't, like, For a look standpoint, I'd love it, but I have a 3090. Like, I don't need one of these. Yeah. You know, especially for like, I game at 1440p on this big 49-inch in the center. So it's like, I don't really, I can't justify it as a purchase. You know what I mean? What are we else here? So also, do you remember, and again, they're not that big anymore, but do you remember the Shield TV, NVIDIA Shield TV?
Sure.
Basically like, I guess you would sort of like Apple TV or a Fire Stick, but a much more powerful.
Yeah, got a lot more hardware to it.
A lot more hardware, very powerful. Not only could you use it for streaming, so it supports all the apps, you know, for streaming content. For
media streaming,
You could play games on it, but one of the biggest features of it was that you could, from your PC, you could stream a game to the living room, right? So if I'm working here all day, but maybe I want to play some Apex, but I want to play it in the living room, I could use the horsepower of my system to stream it over to my TV that had the NVIDIA Shield TV. And that was called GameStream. And it appears that NVIDIA is ending GameStream. They're supposed to take out GameStream mid-February. And they didn't say why, but I think the reason is because they want people to sign up for their GeForce Now service, which is $5 a month, where you stream the game directly from the internet.
From them, yeah.
Yeah. They suggested in their blog post that people could use a Steam link, but that just limits you to games that are only on Steam.
And didn't they discontinue the Steam Link?
Yes.
Maybe not.
Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But in any case, it kind of sucks. Especially if you're like a hardcore user of this, right?
Right.
Like if you're a real hardcore user of this feature, that's why you bought the Shield TV. I know like on Reddit, people were kind of freaking out about it. So it kind of sucks. Shinny in the chat says, just use our competitor. So like I said, it kind of sucks. And again, when the Shield TVs came out, like they were the most powerful streaming device available and they were super cool too. They looked super cool as well.
They stopped also making the Steam Deck or the not Steam Deck, the Steam Link, whatever.
Yeah, right over
there. I'm good.
Shinny said, but you can use a weak PC, Raspberry Pi, phone, and some smart TVs for Steam Link too. I believe you can use Steam Link without the actual device. Yeah. That's why I believe Steam Link can run on the Shield TV as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I bought like a couple of those when they were discontinuing them and the Steam controller. And I was just looking on eBay, like those sealed. Someone had sold just the Steam Link and a Steam controller. They were still sealed, which adds value to it, for $200. And I think I paid $7 for the controller. And like they were so cheap when they were getting rid of them.
I still have my Steam controller. I don't know if I have
two Steam controllers and like two or three Steam Links.
I don't know if I have my Steam Link anymore. I'm not sure, but yeah, that kind of sucks that they took it out. But again, they want people to buy GeForce Now. So, coming up at CES, we expect to get more AMD Ryzen 7000 series processors. Of course, the ones that we're really excited about are the X3D parts. But you're going to get the non-X versions as well. We expect those to be announced at CES. So you have a Ryzen 9 7900 non-X, Ryzen 7 7700 non-X, and a Ryzen 5 7600, again, non-X. They will come with coolers, and we have pricing on these as well. So the Ryzen 9 7900 will be $429. The Ryzen 7 7700 will be $329. And the Ryzen 5 7600 will be $229. I think these are great because the X parts, if you're not overclocking, you don't need specific features. These are going to run a little bit slower. They're all going to be 65 watt parts, I believe, too. Yeah, they're all 65 watt parts. They're great to pick up, and they do come with the coolers, so you don't have to worry about, you know, a cooler on these or picking up a cooler too. So all the pricing's there. I would assume these are going to be announced at or around CES or a little bit after that. So, yeah, good stuff. Good to build new things. Also, if you're looking on the Intel side, some new B760 boards have been leaked. Again, these are very low cost boards. Isn't it crazy how nice low cost boards look now? Like, I was just thinking of this. Like, these are
outside of no like shield, IO shield. Yeah, they don't look bad at all. I mean,
yeah,
you would have never gotten like the silk screened imaging, you know, on the board. You would have had all single colored like dim slots. Yeah.
Yeah. And you do get at least one M.2 heatsink on this one. Yeah. Yep. So this is the Gigabyte UD B6. B760M DS3 HDDR4, long product name there. But yeah, we have some new leaks on these. If you guys want to check them out, there's the Gigabyte Gaming B760M Gaming X AX DDR4. These product names are just
Gaming X AX. Yeah,
oof. Yeah, because it has the Wi-Fi built in. But yeah, this is some nice looking ones. And then we have the MSI Pro Series. They're Pro B760M. -A Wi-Fi DDR4. You'll see a lot of adoption of this because one, DDR4 is cheaper. And again, you can get a newer processor and then, you know, you can bring over your older DDR4 and still use it on the new board. So you're going to see a lot of these. And then we talked about the Tomahawk, I believe, last week. So this is a B760 Tomahawk Wi-Fi that we talked about as well.
It's a good looking board there.
Tomahawk boards have always looked good, in my opinion. MSI has done a really good job on those. So I really like those there as well. But yeah, we have some information on those if you guys want to check those out. And then Corsair Xeon Flex, we talked about this when it was first announced. Yeah. It is now available for pre-order. So this is the screen that you can bend.
Sign me up.
Yeah, so the big difference between this one and the LG one, it's the same panel. This one you move yourself, and the LG
was motorized, right?
The LG one's motorized and it has a different stand that has stuff built into it. But this is the Corsair one, $1,200, 45-inch OLED, 240 hertz. And you bend it. You can
$1,900 or $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000. What did I say?
$1,200.
Oh, yeah, no, I wish it was. But yeah, you move the, you know, you bend the panel yourself, which I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the LG. At least I could blame their like motors or their bending mechanism if I break it. Whereas with this, they're like, well, you know, the torque limit on that's 5 pounds and you torqued it 6 pounds or whatever. I'm sure it obviously has its limits.
And the thing I worry about these screens is like, and we talk, let's talk with all products, like how many bends is this screen rated for? And are you going to see some deteriorate or like, you know, like the original phones, the foldable phones that had the foldable screen, like after a while, you could see like discoloration where the bend was in those original phones.
Yeah, it was almost like a shadow underneath it, right? Not quite as bright.
Yeah, so I don't know about this. We'll see it. We'll see the LG one at CES, which I'm actually really excited to see in person. I've seen some videos of it. It looks pretty awesome. But is this because again, I think if you want a curved screen, you're going to get a curved screen. If you want a flat, like a flat screen, you're going to get one. I think is this the new 3D TV thing?
Because
you
remember,
I remember
them, and nobody wanted them other than the manufacturers thinking you wanted them, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, because the 3D TV was like whenever they first were, that was the thing at CES. Everybody had a 3D TV, it was everywhere. And
I don't know anybody that has a 3D TV, right?
Yeah, So I don't know if this is going to be the new thing, but you can pre-order this one. Again, $2,000. Yeah, I mean, the panel's great too. Like, I would just rather have this 45-inch curved panel. I don't need it to bend.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's kind of gimmicky to me, but we'll see. We'll see what the one looks like. The LG one looks like at CES. It's going to be super cool. Like, oh, I just press a button and my thing bends. Yeah, you wonder how loud the motors are too, right?
They've got to have it pretty quiet, I would think.
Yeah. And then our last story is that it was announced a while back, but it's just been implemented now. If you have a Tesla, I think it's a Tesla Model S and X, with the most recent hardware platform, you can now play Steam games on the infotainment system, which is pretty cool. This obviously comes in handy when you're charging because you have to sit there for a while while your Tesla charges. I love this. I think this is great. They say, I forget, it's an AMD powered system. I mean,
they're showing Cyberpunk there.
Yeah, it's comparable to PlayStation 5 as far as performance goes, they say.
Okay.
And you can buy controllers too. I believe for the racing games, you can use the steering wheel. Like,
yeah, you can. Yeah. You can. It like detaches from its, not detach physically, but just decouples itself from controlling the wheels and actually.
But I think this is great because again, I know people that have Teslas, and if you know, you have to sit there unless you have the supercharger. You have to sit there for a while for the car to charge. And if you're not going into the store, you're just sitting there. So, you know, if you are a gamer, this is great. You can play some games. I think it's super cool. So,
I just hate their new steering wheel design. Like I would never buy a car that doesn't have a full. Yeah. It's terrible.
Both Shinny and Lord Daltouche said, I can play Need for Speed in real life. Need for Speed. Most wanted Tesla edition. Yeah. Like I said, it's cool. I think one, Tesla has really pushed the limits when it comes to it, like the hardware that's actually obviously the battery and all that kind of stuff. And that's all, but like the actual infotainment system, the hardware, what all it can display, what it can run, you know, because basically now all we get is Android Auto or iPhone Auto.
Right.
Or
Apple Auto or
Apple, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Well, if you think about like what that system is doing when it's not playing games, right? When it's scanning all the cars and shapes and everything around you and running all these calculations for braking and lane changing and collision detection and all of those things, it's not surprising that it can play, you know, oh, hey, we can also play games, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that hopefully, because obviously we live in a competitive market, that this type of hardware pushes the other car manufacturers to have more powerful hardware as well. And I think we have seen it because like every time I rent a car, it's like a Chevy, like a one of their SUVs, like their smaller SUVs, and there's like 13 cameras on it. Like if you back up, like you can literally see 360 around the car. Like it's pretty cool. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So if you have a Tesla, I guess it's like a firmware update that puts it on there, however that works. So very cool there. So that is our news for the week. Coming next week, I didn't get it finished before the podcast, but it will be finished here very soon. I'll be taking a look at the Silverstone SATA Q1. Which is their silent PC case. If you're a professional user and you want a silent case, this is one of the ones that you're definitely going to want to consider. It reminds me of a very old school case, has sound dampening material on all the panels. Like we'll talk about in the review, but definitely excited for that one. And then I'll be taking a look at a Z790 motherboard. So we have the ASRock Z790 Tai Chi, which I love their Tai Chi boards, but we'll have I'll look at this one as well. Such a cool looking board and always good value when it comes to the Tai Chi boards from ASRock. So we will have that there as well. And were you getting something, Ryan?
Yeah, I picked up the EK. Whoa. Let's see if I can get it all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The EK. Whoop, whoop, there we go. So a 360 AIO from EK that I'm gonna work on getting out before we head out to Vegas.
That's our first AIO from EK, right?
Yeah, the first EK product I've ever looked at.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty interesting to see how it compares to other ones out there, and like the quality, because everybody knows EK for like really good quality when it comes to their specific water cooling products. So to see if that kind of goes over to their AIOs, because AIOs are a lot less expensive, and we'll see how that kind of translates as well. So, we also talk about at the end of the podcast if you did anything tech related or anything like that.
I don't think so. No, not that I can think of. I always look around my desk to see if like there's something new that I bought or connected or something, but no, nothing this week.
Yeah, I've just been working on reviews. There's, like I said, a lot of stuff that I'm going to try to get done before the end of the year. We have CES coming up, which is super, super exciting. We should have a dedicated page and URL for all of our CES content. I got to see how I'm going to put that together. So it's, you know, readable.
We were talking about doing a live podcast, right?
Yeah. So I think we're going to possibly try to do at least one. It depends on the internet connection. That's the thing. And I think if we do it the day before the show starts, we'll get better internet, because when the show's going on, there's like no good internet anywhere in Vegas. It's like, so we're going to try to possibly do a live podcast. What day was that? Tuesday the third. Yeah. So we're going to try to do that. No, that's the second. I don't know. We'll let you guys know when we're going to do that. And like I said, we have one more podcast next. That will be the last one of the year.
Man. Yeah. Next week.
2022 has gone by so quickly.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. I got to get everything out of here. So we'll have that stuff for you guys. Thanks everybody for coming out, and we definitely appreciate all of you. Again, we had Jim in here. We had Shinny. We had Lord Tall to, I hope I'm saying that right. Tall Tosh. We had a guy named Paul in the live chat as well. So thanks to everybody for coming out and chatting with us. We will be jumping over to Twitch, twitch.tv/ Think Computers. Ryan will be running that stream. So you're looking at both of us. You just get to see Ryan's face. Watch us play some pretty mediocre Apex Legends. Shinny will be on there as well. So Shinny will be there. And he said he shared the podcast with the server. Well, we definitely appreciate that, Shinny. And we're going to have some fun. I'm actually really excited to game. I feel like I've had a long week couple days. And I just like really want
to long week
like,
since last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Long week since last week. And I really just want to get into some gaming. So I'm pretty excited to play some Apex, but we are going to get out of here for this part of it. And again, Ryan will have that stream up. Since it is Christmas, I hope everybody out there has a really great Christmas, safe Christmas, eat a lot of food, drink a lot of booze, and we'll see everybody next week.